This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When difficult times hit and a person is struck with calamity, many a times we find people looking for the easy option out. So you find that a person is struggling to have a child, or they are struck with calamity in their business, financial loss, or they fear someone, or they want to marry someone desperately and they can't, what they end up doing is going to a magician or a fortune teller, thinking that this is an easy way out of my problem. So they approach such a person and explain to them the problem, and that person tells them, go home, cut a chicken, drip all of the blood over yourself, take the bones, put them on the table, and then make tawaf around the table, and then recite these incantations, and then you will achieve alleviation from your problem. Or perhaps you will be able to marry so and so. And this, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is not the easy way out. In fact, it is the hardest and most difficult of options that you can choose, because you have chosen to go to a magician, which ultimately is disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, "Man ata 'arrafan aw kahinan," the one who comes to a fortune teller, "fasaddaqahu bima akhbar," so he believes him in that which he has given him information of, "faqad kafara bima unzila 'ala Muhammad," so he has disbelieved in that which came down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was none other than revelation, which was none other than the Quran, and that which we believe to be our salvation in the Akhirah. So this person has chosen the most difficult route possible, and it is not a way out. It is a direct ticket to Jahannam. It is a direct ticket to hellfire, and not only hellfire. But you have chosen for yourself difficulty after difficulty after difficulty in this world as well. It is a very thorny path that you have chosen. And we speak so vehemently and so vociferously against this, because people are going to the magicians, people whom we assume would never go to them. We find them approaching a magician. "I haven't had a child for so long. Can you do something for me?" And do you know what happens? That magician may actually give you an amulet that you hang around the belly of the woman, and after some time, the woman conceives. So what does the person say? "You see, what the magician did worked." But in reality, perhaps that magician may have employed a jinn who knew that there is something wrong inside the body, went, fixed it. But all of the shirk, all of the spiritual acts that you have done in obedience to that magician has taken you out of the fold of Islam. And that doesn't end there. The problem does not end there. You see, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people, when they would go into a valley, they would say, "A'udhu bi sayyidi hadha al-wadi," I seek refuge in the master of this valley. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and he taught them to say, "A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi at-tammati min sharri ma khalaq," I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the perfect words of His from the evil that He has created. And this solved their problem. When they went into the valley and they said, I seek refuge in the master of this valley, that caused them even more problems. That jinn, who was in charge of that valley, then came and terrorized them afterwards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And there were human beings who chose to seek refuge from the men of the jinn. So those men from amongst the jinn increased them in fear. They increased them in fear. Why? Because they sought refuge in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to this magician, what you are doing is saying, I seek refuge in you besides Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And that magician will tell you to commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to help you, in order to assist you. And then the problems start. Perhaps your small issue was resolved, but then you find difficulty, problems, calamity. You hear strange noises in the house. You are terrified of what will happen to you. This magician or these jinn come to you and tell you, come, I need you to do this and I need you to do that. And if you don't do it, this is what will happen to you. So the terror begins. But I want to tell you that there is an option for you right there. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He was, He is, and He will always remain the strongest point in your life. You can always turn to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the jinn at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the devils taught the people how to do magic. So he says, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. So they would then learn that which would cause separation between a man and his wife. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And they would not harm anyone besides and except and only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone might think, then why does this evil exist? It exists as a test for you and I. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, are you going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you going to go to the jinn, the devils, the magicians? Are you going to seek the easy way out? Or are you going to seek that which may seem difficult, but is the ultimate salvation? You see, sometimes when we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we see no response, then we begin to wonder, why is there no response? I can easily go to this magician. I can easily get some spell cast here. But remember that there is a testing period. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting to see, will you bear patience and wait and see whether He will grant you that child or not? Will you bear patience and see whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you or not? Or will you then choose to go to that which is the complete and total wrong path? So it is a simple test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting you through, after which the ease will come, the salvation will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you, but you only must bear patience for that time. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep knocking at His door. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْهُ نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when a human being is afflicted with calamity, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when ease comes, then he appoints partners with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He places partners next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the easiest ways to get your dua answered, when you want your dua to be answered, is not to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He grants you ease. You see, it is easy. When the ship is rocking in the ocean and people are falling overboard, then it is easy for you to remember the one that you know is your only savior, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are saved, فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, when they are saved and they are on dry land, then they begin to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that ease comes, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it is easy. When times are moving smoothly, get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Him, thank Him, be grateful to Him, and He will know you during your calamity. Before you even call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find the ease. Why? Because you knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all along. Whether the ship is rocking, the boat is turning and moving and swaying side to side, or it is easy and smooth sailing, you have clear waters, calm waters, there is no storm, and it is easy. Where is your heart? It is constantly remembering, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no need for us to go to magicians. There is no need for us to go to fortune tellers. Nobody knows the unseen except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who tell you that they do are liars. They are simply playing tricks with your mind. And they will lie to you, lie after lie, until you reach a point where you realize perhaps that this man is a liar. But why did you have to get to that? When you knew all along that the only being who knows the unseen is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal.
قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Say, there is nobody that knows the unseen and that which is in the heavens and the earth except for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When He told you He knows that which is coming in your future, He lied. And how do we know this? Because Rasulul Huda Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet, did not know the unseen. When he was asked about the hour, then he says, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one who is being questioned does not know, O Jibreel, you are questioning me about the hour. I don't know more about the hour than you do. I don't know when the hour will be raised. So when a person tells you that I know the unseen, give him one clap. Give him one clap and ask him, did you see that coming? And if he didn't, then you know that he's a liar. Why is his face smitten? And why does he have marks on his face? Because he didn't even know you were going to give him a clap. And I'm not encouraging you, this is metaphorical. Someone may say that, you know, I clap this one and I clap that one. No, hold on, calm down, relax, take it easy. You don't need to go around clapping people, but they are liars. That is the point that I am driving to you here today. Perhaps they have taken a portion of the truth, mixed it with 100 lies, and because they knew something that happened in your past, and you thought there was no way that they would know that, they mixed it with another 100 lies. And then they told you that and you believed them. Don't believe them. Know that Allah is the one whom you turn to. Allah is the one whom you ask. Allah is the one whom you beg. Allah is the one whom you are returning to. So ask Him. Seek forgiveness from Him. Beg him. Ask him to alleviate your calamity. He is always there and he will always be there. Remember one last thing. If you think someone has done magic to you, this is another point at which people go to the magician. They think that such and such a person has done magic to me. I can go to the magician who is even stronger than him. Let me go and fix him up. All of these people were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the dawn from the evil that He has created. Ultimately, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created that evil. He knows the way out. He is your protector. He is your savior. He is your guardian. He is the one who will take you out of the calamity. Turn to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and forget everybody else. Nobody can harm you when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us from the effects of magic, and may He safeguard us from believing in these magicians. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka.